Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt in Oakland. California lawmakers will take a close look this week at Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to erase a $45 billion budget shortfall. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more.
Newsom and legislative leaders already agreed on how to shave more than $17 billion by cutting programs, shifting money, and raising taxes on health insurers. To close the remaining $28 billion hole, Newsom's proposal includes cuts to public health and affordable housing, along with less funding for child care and transitional kindergarten facilities. Budget committees in the Senate and Assembly will hold hearings to review those plans this week. The legislature is required to pass a balanced budget by June 15th, or they stop getting paid. I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.
Hayward is reshaping the way voters there choose who represents them on the city council. The public is invited to weigh in at a hearing tomorrow about plans to divide the city into six districts. KQED's Daniel Eduardo Hernandez reports.
This change stems from a lawsuit alleging Hayward's current citywide election system violates the California Voting Rights Act and discriminates against Asian American voters. City Councilmember George Syrop supports the move.
Because the universe of voters shrinks down to just your specific district or your neighborhood or community, makes these races significantly more accessible to working class people.
But Mayor Mark Salinas worries electing by district could lower voter turnout. Hayward has until mid-October to finalize the district maps, which are expected to take effect in 2026. I'm Daniel Eduardo Hernandez, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. More at KQED.org.